I am so thrilled to have my new friend, Kalani.
Aloha, Kako. Aloha, Bawi.
You know, Kalani, I no longer can just say Kalani. It's Grammy award-winning Kalani Pea.
Aloha, Cindy. And you are my Grammy member, friend,
I am.
Family.
And you know what? I was sitting in the lounge, the special lounge on the 10th floor of the Biltmore, and I'm having a little breakfast there, and I hear these people speaking Hawaiian. Now, there's a little wall, so I can't see them, but I'm hearing a conversation in Hawaiian. I thought, well, who could that be? Who could that be? And then there you come in with your mother and your friends, and it's just so immediate, the aloha you have in your heart, Kalani.
So do you, with the aloha spirit, and especially the spirit and the atmosphere that you and I live in. I'm so happy to have met you in person. We've been friends over social media. And just
yes.
To hold a local girl from Hawaii, and you're famous on Maui, too. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so happy to have met you.
Well, it was so special to have a little time with you and your beautiful mother. And I had heard of you. Of course, we're Facebook friends, and I know you have a ton of friends on Facebook. And but hearing and seeing you in person, we had a chance at a breakfast one morning to have your mother tell your story. And I really hadn't been aware that number one, that she, through singing to you, had helped you overcome a speech impediment. And she had shared her mana'o, her love, through her voice to you. And then you were able to share and speak your heart through your music, right?
Correct. Yes, at age 4, I remember vividly working with a really strict speech therapist. There was a birth defect, a medicine that my mom was taking and was prescribed with, and a lot of keiki came out with a birth defect in the early 80s in Hilo. So from this particular medication, my defect was stammering and stuttering, apparently, and I had a speech problem. I couldn't say some words at 2 years old. At 3, she was so worried. So when she said, the speech therapy is not working, my mom, at age 4 in preschool, I entered preschool, and she says, let me see if I can get vocal teachers. You love to sing, and you're moving your hands and gestures. This is a singer, and my family comes from a musical background, my mom and my dad. So my dad's into jazz music, and he plays the bass so beautifully, upright bass and electric bass. So I'm like, maybe I'll learn some music from my family. And then my mom goes, hey, this boy loves to sing. So they started off with Disney music and putting me up in an Aladdin outfit from Woolworth, from Hilo, Frisco Plaza, and singing karaoke competitions at age 5 and 6, and all the way up to 10, I was doing competitions. And throughout the years, my speech problem and stammering and stuttering stopped because music basically saved my life.
Yeah.
It was singing, and singing from my heart and singing from my soul, and being able to identify that music is not science. It's not technology. It's not the engineering process. It's not math. It's everything. It's life.
Mm-hmm.
Music should be integrated in our lives.
Yes.
Whether we're working at a radio station, or we're in a construction field, or if we're at an oil rig, or if we're even in a classroom, music can change our lives, and it changed my life. So I started to write music at age 15, 16, 17, sang in competitions, went to college, Colorado, entered opera competitions and won them. My music department believed in me, studied music for a while, didn't finish my music degree. I finished my degree in communications at Colorado Mesa University. But all the people in Colorado were rooting for me for the Grammys because I'm the first Hawaiian immersion graduate and Colorado Mesa University former music student graduate, Winona Grabby. And I'm so happy to have met you, Cindy. You're wonderful. Well, I love your energy.
There, you know what? There is this love, and like I said, aloha, and the innocence and the joy in your heart. Now, you know, being in Hollywood, there's a lot of people who are kind of been there, done that, a little bit jaded, and they're a little cynical, and they're kind of stiff. And here you win, and you just open arms, just so thrilled, and you're... Your exuberance for life and love just exuded to everyone. And
the value my mom and dad has instilled in us. And I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that being born and raised in the Pu'uvai, the heart and pico of the world in the Pacific Ocean, has given us to be thoughtful, diverse, and ways we should be showing in aloha aina and love for one another. From diverse backgrounds, so I was just so thrilled, Cindy. Mm-hmm.
I know, and it came across, and you had lei shipped in. I saw you in the hallway as you were getting ready. This, I have to say, this is like a big, big deal when you go to the nomination party. It's like, you know, a big deal. People work a lifetime and they never get the recognition. And just a little background for people who may not be aware. I've been a Grammy voting member for a long time, but it used to be when I started, there was an Hawaiian music category. And that got changed to the regional roots music. So then at that point, then it's like you're mixed in with Cajun music and Native American music. And,
correct.
And it became a lot harder. And you are the very first Hawaiian person, an Hawaiian artist, to get a Grammy since it got switched over. So it's been years, and this is your first CD, so there's
it's
so much...
It's my first CD, Cindy!
And it's so... There's so much pride. I mean, I saw, and I posted on my site, when you came home yesterday, and
did
you
I
came down...
Did I give you a CD, a physical copy?
No, you haven't.
I am going to come. What time do you leave? Because I'm almost done with press stuff, but what time do you leave?
I have a show from till 3 o'clock, so,
I'm going to come and see you soon.
Oh, you have to come. Well, you come down. Yes. Because, you know, it's really important for people to realize that this is like for Maui Pride. Here you came down the steps when you came home, and there you did the chant, and everyone was greeting you, and there were tears, and there was pride, and there was just this joy that you had for getting the Grammy.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. Mahalo ya oi. Yeah. Well, we're family and friends, and that's what matters, is to share. I think it's beyond the award. It's beyond holding an award where, like, security was around in the press.
Yeah.
Like, right after receiving the award, there was a makeup crew. There was a protocol. So,
really?
Like, my family couldn't touch the award. The security was strict about touching. Yes, so it's such a heavy award. So, long story short, I'm like, it's beyond the award. It's actually coming together as musicians, as mm-hmm. members, as voting members, and being able to share each other's ike, knowledge about one another. It's beyond the reception and the makeup and the fashion. It's mm-hmm. being able to build relationships with people like you, Cindy, and people who love music, who love aloha. And I will highlight that. The number one thing was food. And friends. That's what matters. It's food and friends.
I have to, but you do have this amazing fashion sense. And I saw you coming out of your room as you were getting ready for the nomination party, and everyone's decked out, just looking fabulous. And people have to realize this is like the big nomination party. And you're wearing the most amazing clothes and shorts and shorts, folks. People, he was wearing.
That's my style. Sister.
It was your style, and then even at the award ceremony, you had everyone in your family all done Hawaiian style, and it was so beautiful to see. So, there was something that innocence and love you had just kind of permeated the stiffness of the room, and it just was beautiful to see. It really was, and your mother's love, and your love for your mother was just so touching.
I know it doesn't look totally professional to be wearing my Burberry prescribed glasses. Mahalo to lens crafters. But the thing is, I had to wear it because my eyeballs, I was swollen from crying. It was just swollen from crying and being so overwhelmed with joy. I mean, what else more do you have to expect but just be grateful? And Margaret Cho said we only had 45 seconds. Yes. I was like, do I roll? What do I do? I don't want to ruin my suit. What do I do? I'm going to try to beat the marathon and try to run upstairs without tripping.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely true. And then there was all that stuff. Like, people could see, and you were really great on Facebook and letting everyone in on your journey, and you could see how much happiness there was. Now, give us a little bit of background on the CD, because you still are going to be involved in the next big one is the Hara, right? You're entered for the a Hoku award.
Oh yes, I actually submitted for the Nahoku Hanohano Awards. Actually, this is the 40th annual, and I'm so excited to be a first time. I was a Hara member before, and nice to renew my Hara membership and first time Nara member, which I really encourage every Hawaii musician to be a Nara member so that we all can celebrate together at the Biltmore. So I can bump into Len Ka'apana or Amy Hanayali'i, and I know Amy's a member as well, but it's always nice to have local ties, right? And be on the same floor and be like, hey, Cindy, aloha. Oh, you're my Maui family. So it's nice to have that. All the musicians support each other. So being at the Hokus, I'm looking forward to that, planning an outfit for that. But if I make it, I mean, I don't even know. So
I think I may make a prediction, Kalani.
Cindy.
You're gonna sweep it because it's hard to believe. But you're a new artist, right? I mean, you'd be in the new artist category now. Who could ever go up against you as a new artist? And able to say as a new artist that you got a Grammy, that's unheard of.
Mahalo.
I don't think it's ever happened. I know it's never happened for an Hawaiian musician before.
So, from my recollection, I don't know. I don't think so. But all I know is I'm here, Cindy. Yeah. I'm your friend.
Yeah.
We gotta go to Maui Roses, have some coffee or whatever.
Because you're Wailuku. You live in Wailuku and I do too. But there is this wonderful innocence you carry. And I think the fact that you carry the true aloha spirit and you speak... Really, you really do speak Hawaiian beautifully, and you converse beautifully in it. And then on top of that, you have this a gift that a lot of people may not be aware of. You have written children books.
I have actually written and illustrated. I'm an artist. So I've wanted to be an artist or a musician. I'm going to tell you this, and you're the first of all the media. I wanted to be a forensic pathologist.
Oh, my gosh.
But I have illustrated, published 5 children's stories that are distributed statewide. And I'm an artist. I love freelance drawing. So I draw human anatomy. I draw. I love to illustrate.
That is such a gift. Is that Mountain Heritage, or how are they distributed?
It's online, and it's through University of Hawaii at Hilo Hawaii Language Center, Halekumo. They distribute that. They used to be at Barnes & Noble. I don't know if it's still at Barnes & Noble, but all I know, they're still selling it. Online, Kalani, if you pull up Kalani illustration. But, yeah, I love to draw. That makes me happy. And that got me into education, and I have my degrees in education. I'm a teacher at Kamehameha Schools.
Kidding. You're a teacher at Kamehameha Schools?
Yeah, I'm actually in community education with Kamehameha Schools for 8 years. I'm a Hawaiian resource coordinator. I create curriculum science, Hawaiian language and culture-based, IDA-based, project-based learning curriculum. So my other half, I'm like looking at Alan, my other half, my backbone and my manager, I'm like, am I now a full-time Grammy Award-winning singer? Should I go full-time? Should I learn? I'm trying to learn to balance.
Yeah.
You only can do so much, right?
I don't know how you are doing all of that. Truthfully, I know a lot of, I've talked often on the air about this, that our musicians and people here in Hawaii all have 2 and 3 jobs, you know? I mean, we kind of understand that that's what you got to do, right? And being a musician, for almost all musicians I know in Hawaii, is there's 2 jobs, you know? There's that and then your job that you have to do to get your income coming and everything. Because as much as you're doing, you know, it takes a while to really make the income. People don't understand it. They'll say, oh, you got a Grammy, you're rich, you know. Well, maybe you're famous, but you're not rich. I mean, people don't understand this. I don't want to say this, but just because you get a Grammy doesn't mean you're rich, right?
Oh, Maui. Living on Maui, which according to TripAdvisor is the number one island in the world. Yeah, we need to work 2 to 3, 4 or 5 jobs just to make a living on this beautiful island.
Yes. No, that's true, though. And people don't quite understand that, but it is true. And the truth is that here you are, you know, the truth is you may really be gifting the world your lovely voice and your talent and your books, but also as a teacher, what greater gift? You're going to get so much, you know, all the kids are going to respect you. I hate to say it, but even more now that you have gotten recognition like this, your impact will be even stronger as a teacher, won't it?
Mahalo, Cindy. You know, a lot of my phone has been blowing up evidently with family, friends, and more so my students' parents saying, hey, yep, thank God you're my student's teacher. Oh, yep, I know Kupu Kalani. I was like, you know, hey, I'm just a normal Kalani Pe'a. I will breathe every day, and I have been the same. My mother has left this island. She stayed overnight. So just long story short, Cindy, she goes, son, I'm proud of you. I'm so happy I raised you the man that you should be. And I wanted to let you know you've never changed. Even the day I taught you music, you would never change. You will always be Kalani Pe'a. And I loved her and squeezed her and cried and say, I told her, well, the quirky Kalani is still quirky.
You know what? There is this bond. There's this like soul to soul bond between your mother and you. And you know, when she talks about you, when she communicates with you, you can see and feel, you can actually feel the love that you have for each other. And I'm sure that support and her teaching you and communicating to you through music, as we know, music is one of the greatest gifts, and you say it, you have to live it. But the music is such a great, great gift, and it's a healer, and it did both for you. It was gifted to you by your mother and your father being a musician, and that gift keeps giving now through your music and through your teaching and through the recognition you're getting as a Grammy winner and the pride that the people of Maui have for you winning.
Thank you, Cindy, for these words of affirmation and love. That is why you're my friend. And you're my friend for the rest of your life.
I just love your big, big spirit. And I mean, more and more people now are going to be aware of who you are and be able to embrace you because you carry with you an interesting new approach. And you are, you know, the younger generation. I can say it's because I'm older, but you're part of the younger generation that isn't jaded. You know, you're not. No, you know what I mean? Because some are like,
Dad calls us the weird millennials.
But you have the enthusiasm that I
you're
love.
You're my idol. Oh. You're my idol because I want shoes just like you and change shoes every 2-3 hours. Cindy, you got fashion too. I want your shoes.
Well, you know, people may not know this. You actually did go to American Idol and you actually applied it to American Idol, didn't you?
I don't want to put Simon Cowell on the spot. Yes, Cindy, I actually tried up at American Idol, stayed and camped outside with 30,000 people at the Aloha Stadium in like years when they came to Hawaii. And I made it to Simon, and Simon actually didn't want me. He goes, that's not what we want. I was like, okay, well, moving forward.
And you didn't give him a hard time or anything, huh?
No, not at all, because I knew it was all part of the rating, Simon Cowell.
but you know what? At least you were able to make it through, and now you should drop him a note. You know, you should private message and say,
I mean,
Simon.
I mean, you should get him points. Simon,
I just got a Grammy.
You know, the award, again, will never change me, but it does. It has opened new doors, and I plan to do on concerts, tours coming up, but yet balance my schedule. So, you know, I don't know what my future holds with music and education. All I know, I just need to take care of myself and my loved one and take care of our health because we need a good health to ensure that we're sharing music and education to the world, right?
Well, I have to say this. People may not know this, but Kalani, and of course, you know, anyone that travels a lot knows this. Kalani got ill. You were fighting off a really bad cold. And here you had all these biggest things. The last thing you want when you have to go to the nomination party, you've got to see everyone, you've got a Grammy coming. And you last thing you and there you come down like the second or third day there, you get sick, right? You were not feeling
sick. Oh,
And you weren't feeling good at all, and you had to go to the doctor, right?
And you know what I've noticed about this wonderful Grammy reception? Just being around positive people like you, Cindy, is, oh my gosh, first time to the Grammys. I thought I was tired, but there are members and nominees and winners. They partied the day and night.
It's like
Vegas 24/7. Oh, I love it.
I know. There was so much going on. I couldn't make it. There were times there were three parties in a day, and I'm going, how do you... I go to bed early. You know, here in Maui, we go to... People were going all... I mean, there were people going on Grammy night all night long, and I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to make that party. But
just to bump into you and friends made my day every day. I love being around positive, motivating, innovative, creative, spontaneous members like you. And I'm so happy to have this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And you know what? There's so much love. And I know this is just... You know what's so nice? I know this is just the beginning. This is just, you've been doing it a long time. You've been doing your love, but for as far as your music career, now it's worldwide, right? And now
I hope
just,
I'm not old. I'm 33 and I'm balding. So Alan, my other half, is like, work on that balder. Just shave it all off. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I hope I'm not old.
No, you're so not old. You have this boyish enthusiasm. There's, you know, you look at you and you look like a 20-year-old.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, so I know it's just...
You're gorgeous yourself.
So just starting a wonderful career, and I don't think Maui could be prouder, and we just love you, and just keep up all the wonderful energy and all the great work, and I hope people go to your website. Give us your website, Kalani.
To follow me,
yes.
Go on to kalanipeamusic.com, kalanipeamusic.com.
And you can see the different books and all the music and get the CD there.
Yes, that too. And Cindy, don't worry about the CD. I'm going to take care of you.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you. I know you're so busy. Everyone wants to talk to you. So thank you for sharing your mana and your love with us here.
Mahalo,
a big aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.